thank you so much for joining us. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. You know, sometimes when you hear stats, it kind of, it becomes background noise, but it's important to pay attention to some of the numbers because it might be someone in your life, it might be someone that you're friends with that you don't know what they've gone through in life. Every 11 minutes, a child is sexually assaulted in the United States. 1 in 4 girls, 1 in 6 boys are victims of sexual assault. 70% of rapes are against children. And I know that that's hard. Those are hard numbers. Those are scary numbers. And you think, and many people listening right now have experienced the trauma of sexual assault. We've had the conversation on our show before, and joining us in studio is Lauren Acura to tell us about Designed Out of Love. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. First of all, I know it's kind of late, but this is an important conversation to have, no matter what time it is, right? If we pick and choose, we might never talk about it, don't you think?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Designed Out of Love.
So Designed Out of Love is an initiative I started started in March, launched in April 1st for National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And what the goal really is to raise donations and awareness towards organizations that are working to protect kids and just work to end child sexual abuse. So
you just started.
Yeah.
It's a big undertaking.
And it is. Every single day I do something with it. Mm-hmm.
Well, when something grows out of passion, it drives you, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Yeah.
How did you get involved? What drew you to this?
So not long ago, beginning of March, I actually saw a documentary called Leaving Neverland. Have you seen it?
Yes, I
yes.
have.
So it affected me very deeply. It kind of opened my eyes to the issue that's out there in a way that I had never seen before, heard before. I just found myself, I couldn't get through watching the first part of it. I had to stop it. I felt so sick and upset and just didn't know what to do. I came back to it a couple days later and finished it. And after that, honestly, the what I did after that was I went upstairs because it was late at night, and I laid by my, I have two young kids, and just I cried by them. Like I could just imagine what if that was them, and what can I do? And I went to bed that night, and the next morning I woke up, and I actually was home that day. I worked from home, and I remember just pacing around my house, almost in a frantic state, thinking about what I had just seen and trying to figure out what can I do? Like, I need to do something. I can't know this now and not do something. So I kind of just racked my brain and what can I do? What can I do? I can donate. I can offer my, I'm a designer, so I can offer my design skills to these organizations and for free, and hopefully they would use them. And I realized, like, what can I do that I don't have to wait for someone to kind of come to me and tell me, like, can I do something proactively? So that's why I started Design Out of Love. I realized, okay, I'm a designer. What can I do with these skills? I can create something to sell and use all the profits from that to donate to organizations who are already out there every day working hard, doing a really great job, you know, putting themselves in these situations that are not easy, that most of us just like to turn away from and pretend aren't there, but they are, and they're not turning away. How can I support them? So that's kind of how it started, and it started with it's pins and stickers in the shape of blue pinwheels, which are the recognized national symbol for child abuse prevention. So I designed some pins and stickers in that shape and I'm selling them. All the profits are going to a couple organizations that I researched and found that are really doing amazing, amazing work. Some of them really focused on survivors or prevention or awareness, how to stop. There's a lot of, with the internet and technology, there's a lot of things happening right now with child sexual abuse that it's just grown because of technology, and there's companies out there working against that too. So, I just really want to support them. It's the best thing I could think of that I could do.
It's fascinating that you were propelled in this direction by watching a documentary, and how, and I was just telling someone this the other day, that they asked me what I'm most proud of, and it's advocating. And it's not advocating, you are stepping up and advocating in a very specific, driven, and passionate way, but I advocate for people to tell their stories. It's why the phone lines are always open, and sometimes people get nasty on our text screen, but when I get a story across the screen where someone's life, you know, they want to open that up to us, the fact that these two young men, you know, and their families were willing to be so honest and vulnerable, that it affected you in such a way, reminds us of how important it is to tell our stories. And the fact that you're telling, I mean, all of it, you know, it makes a difference in every single, right now, someone just heard you talking about it. Maybe they know someone, or they are themselves a survivor of sexual assault, and knowing that you are there to support and want to help them and to continue to help those organizations. Tell us about some of the organizations that you have started a relationship with and are going to be helping with these pins.
Yeah, definitely. One of them is RAIN. It stands for Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Mm-hmm. They really work hard for awareness, for prevention. But I've noticed they really do a lot of work with survivor support. There's a lot of survivor stories there. There's a lot of just ways, you know, they have a 1-800 number you can call any day, any night, anytime. And no matter where you are in your healing journey, whether it is fresh, new, recently, you're going through it now, it was 20 years, 30 years ago, they're there for you. And I just really thought that was just a great organization to get behind. Another one is Thorn. They're actually in the news quite a bit lately. There's a lot of big companies getting behind them, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, everyone is working with them. They're the digital defenders of children. They're working really hard against child sexual abuse material, basically child pornography, sex trafficking, and sextortion. A lot of things that, like I was talking about before, the internet and technology have really propelled these types of abuse out of control, actually, where they're extremely serious and I think heartbreaking to hear some of those stats around those areas of sexual child abuse. Also, Child USA, they do a lot of work with the laws and judicial system and statute of limitations. Like, a lot of people, the average is actually 52 years old where people may disclose that they were abused as children. And a lot of areas as time has gone on, they say, okay, you're only allowed to kind of like get justice for what happened to you if this much time has passed. Right. And a lot of these people miss it because they're just not ready. They just don't understand what happened to them, or they don't realize it's something they should do something about, or whatever it may be. So they educate a lot on that and fight for that to help change laws there. And then the last one is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They do so much work with that. With any missing child, sex trafficking, wherever they may be, they try to help find them. There's also, that's where you report if you come across child pornography or child sexual abuse material online. It's anonymous. It's a great place because no matter who you are, where you are, you can report something, not worry someone's judging you, but you're just helping somebody. Right. So they do a lot with that.
And tell us about the event where you will be selling these pins.
Oh, yeah. So there's an event this Friday. It's at 7 o'clock at the new 400 Theater in Chicago. It's a one-night movie premiere of a film called Silenced. And it's about a young girl sexually abused at the hands of a family member. And you can get tickets online. You could look at their Facebook event page. It's Silenced Premiere. You can just search for that, buy tickets there, look for more info. And then Design Out of Love will be there with our pins and stickers if you'd like to buy one. Also taking just additional donations. Just there to support and, you know, try to support the cause too.
And again, that is Silenced. It's going to be at the new 400 Theaters, which is located at 6746 North Sheridan Road. You can also buy tickets at eventbrite.com. So look for the film Silenced. And we encourage everyone to get involved. And if they can't go to the movie, how else can they support this incredibly impassioned movement that you're part of?
Yes. Yeah, so my website the website for this is designedoutoflove.com. Not only can you get the pins and stickers there, but there's a lot of resources, awareness info, just things you can do to look if you maybe just need support or want more information. there. And a couple other things I wanted to mention. It's not just about donations. It's not just about maybe showing up at an event, but there's many things you can do to donate your time, your resources, items that might help a survivor who is kind of trying to get out of this situation and just needs help. And also, just as parents and caregivers, if you're in a situation with a child in your life, it's super, super important. I've learned through all my research and time on this that if you can just kind of get ahead of this, help them understand body safety, help them understand how to treat other people, like prepare them for things that might come up or how to help someone else maybe in a situation too. We have to be confident and they need to be confident they know what to do.
On behalf of survivors, thank you so much for the work that you're doing and really for sharing your compassion and seeking support from those who maybe aren't willing to listen. So that's the hardest thing too. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's Lauren Okura. Again, your website?
DesignedOutOfLove.com.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for joining us
tonight.
Thank you so much. We will see you again. I want to know how it's going.
Thanks.
We'll have more conversations, more after this on 720 WGN.